Hi, this is Erja Lyytinen, and you're listening to The Raven and the Pools on Talk Radio Europe.
Hey, baby.
Way to start. Then I was sitting there thinking, this is rather fine, and I suddenly realised I was just started a radio programme. Hello. Opening up The Raven and the Blues, a track from the brand new album from Little Ed and the Blues Imperials, Alligator Records, called Jumpstart. That's the album name, and that's the first track on the album, which is called If You Were Mine. Welcome to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, Kansas City Online Radio, Radio Napa, Radio Belgrade, podcast, of course, all of those things. My name's Dave Raven. Normally the show is, well, kind of produced and organised. I sit down for about an hour or so the day before, plan what's going to go in it, then on the day put the show together, and then change my mind a few times, all that kind of stuff. This time, I'm freshly back from a week in Italy, a fabulous 7 days away, and therefore there's kind of no planning whatsoever. I've just grabbed a handful of great bits of music, and away we go. So with that started off from the States with Little Ed and the Blues Imperials and Brand New, mostly Brand New in the show. Now, this is also Brand New, and this time from Holland. The guy is called Julian Sass, been on the programme many times before over the years, a great fan of Monica's, and that is his new album is called Bound to Roll, and here he is with Swamplands.
From the law, way back down in the swampland, y'all. I keep on running from the law. I'm crying out for mercy. You don't know what I saw. Take my ride across that river, and please, mama, let me hide. Ride across that river, baby, and please let me hide. I'm crying out for mercy. the devil sent into the dark, dark night. Walking home through the devil sent into the dark, dark night. Still crying out for mercy. I still got that same old fear inside.
Is called Swamplands. I suppose they do have them in the Netherlands. It's, a lot of it's below sea level. I said that was a big fan of Monica's. It was wrong around. Monica is a big fan of Julian Sass. It's odd because when Monica came round about 2 months ago and was said, one of the shows you played years and years ago, Julian Sass, I love it. Could you hear it again? And I said, every record I've played is immediately to hand in the library. It's all indexed. Could I find that track? No, I couldn't. That's his brand new album called Bound to Roll, just been released. That's Julian on, obviously, guitar and vocals. Tenny Tamahata on bass and Rob Heine on drums. A typical three-piece, a good blues three-piece. And there you heard Swamplands. Okay, from the Netherlands, back into the UK, back to the northeast, my hometown, where I was brought up until 1976 when I left. The band are called the Black River Blues Band out of Newcastle, and here they are at a mining village just north of Newcastle, about 20 miles north, called Blythe. The album is called Live at Blythe, and here they are, which we'll dedicate to all listeners on the Kansas City Online Radio, KCOR. This one is Kansas City.
Here we go with a touch of Kansas City.
Good Geordie accent there.
Kansas City, here I come. Train, I might take a plane, but if I have to walk, I'm gonna get there just the same. I'm going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. Thank you.
and that's the reason why I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. Got some crazy ways of loving there, and I'm going to give me some. I'm going to Kansas City.
It's a town I haven't been to for 37 years, Blythe. Live at Blythe is the album. That's the Black River Blues Band making their debut on the show there out of Newcastle, bigger town further south. And there they are with Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. Well, the voting started at the weekend, before the weekend, on the 31st of May. That was Thursday. And it now continues for a month. What voting? The British Blues Awards 2012. A chance to vote for all of the artists, the bands, the best soloist, the best harmonica player, the best drummer, all of those things. Also the best album of the year, which you're about to hear in a second, or the six nominees. And also the best DJ as well. There's the Independent Broadcaster Award. I've been nominated for that. I'm very proud of that. There were lots of other good DJs in there as well. So please put your vote in. You haven't got to vote for every category, but you can only vote the once because you have to have your email address. So don't think, I'll vote for Dave now and then I'll go back later and do the best guitarist. You've really got to do it in one go. You can do it from anywhere you are in the world. You haven't got to be a Brit to do it, and so your vote would be welcome, and fill in the other categories too. But the Album of the Year Award, it's down to six individual artists, and here is a taster of the six nominees for the Blues Album of 2012. Starting off with Matt Schofield. Anything But Time.
I could lose my money, baby, and I wouldn't care a dime. I'll just go out and earn it again. The only thing it costs me is my time. I could lose my fine gold rings, I'd still have my two bare hands. Cause all that glitters, baby, isn't gold. There's something more important to this man. All I have don't mean that much to me, except the time I have but didn't use. So I try to spend it wisely, cause anything but time is what I lose.
Hi, I'm Alan Nimmo from King King. Don't forget to vote for our album Take My Hand at the British Blues Awards at britishbluesawards.com. Thank you.
This is Virgil, Jack,
and Gabriel.
Virgil in the Accelerators. Our album, The Radium, has been nominated for Best Album of 2012 in the British Blues Awards, and we would be very humbled if you voted for it and helped us along our way. Thank you very much for the support. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is John.
This is Dave.
Si.
Chris.
We're John Amon Blues Group, and we just want to say thanks for our nomination in the category of Best British Blues Album at the British Blues Awards 2012. And you can vote for it online at britishbluesawards.com.
Yay!
Woo!
Yeah.
Just set them all up for me, I'll knock them down. I don't care for the roadblocks in this town. I don't care about the liars and my enemies, 'cause I'm coming with the love and the heat now. I'm coming with the love and the heat now. Like a juggernaut, like a juggernaut now, like a juggernaut, like a juggernaut now. My wheels get the rolling and my engine roar. I'll be dropping that payload at your door. One foot in the west, one foot in the east. I'm coming with the law and the heat now.
Hi, this is Ian Siegel, and I would very much appreciate your vote for my album, The Skinny, in Album of the Year at britishbluesawards.com. Thank you.
Well, here's the skinny, the way it is. Here's what the thing is. The thing is this. I got the facts, baby. Got the drop on you. So just relax, baby. Nothing else to do. You've been running all over town, drinking on an empty head. Between the bottle and the throttle, what you find is that you got a lot of what you need to wind up dead. It's gonna take a little faith from the heavens down to the ground. Here's the skinny.
The carousel music plays, the horses move away, the children are dancing, everything here seems okay. The sound is getting louder, and there's brandy in the water, and smoke pours out the chimneys, everybody rolls in the hay.
There's your taster. A minute of each artist. And six great albums all up for the Blues Awards of 2012, the best album of the year. There you heard Hokey Joint, the music starts to play. And you've also heard Virgil and the Accelerators from the Radium, John Amor Blues Band, or Blues Group, King King and Take My Hand, Matt Schofield, Anything But Time, Ian Siegel with The Skinny. Six great albums. One of them needs your vote. BritishBluesAwards.com. Pretty simple. You need an email address, which you have to verify at the end. As I say, you only get the one vote. So basically, don't go in and do just the album or just the blues show, whichever. Go and do lots of them when you're there. If you don't know who is the best harmonica player in the UK, leave that empty. But otherwise, give it a crack. You can at least decide from the album there. And also, I'd appreciate your vote for the best independent broadcaster. The voting starts, has already started, and goes right until the end of June. It's going to be tight. It's going to be fun. And we'll let you know how things go on. But I'm not going to nag you. I'm not going to be playing every week and saying, have you voted for me yet? I've mentioned this once and we'll do it once more at the end of the month. Okay. A band I'm looking forward to seeing when they come to the Houseboat next Tuesday. Wait, so it'll be on the show next weekend. Out of London, the other side of London, the Barebones Boogie Band. Their album, the Barebones Boogie Band, CD number 2. Here they are with Sitting Here Sewing. Thank you.
feel so in. I've never known if my baby's coming home, but my man's in the city, champagne with a good time girl. Kids, they take it hard. They're wondering when their daddy's coming home. But the grass keeps growing. But my man don't work too hard. He don't work too hard. My fences needn't fix them. The weeds are growing in the daddy yard, and the kids are grown wild. They're gone to school in the hand-me-down clothes. Champagne whiskey from a tiny dog. Just sitting there playing all day. He says, hey, baby, don't you love these bins?
Stuff, eh? I wonder what they're going to do for me next week. The Bare Bones Boogie Band coming to do four live songs and talk about their album and their life and everything else next week. And they'll be on the show next weekend. And that's taken off their album Bare Bones Boogie Band CD number 2, which leads you to believe there have been 2 CDs so far. And that's called Sitting Here Sewing. Great pile of stuff. As I said at the beginning of the show, it's not particularly organised. And so I haven't been able to do too much research on this. But a band with a fabulous name, the Agnostic Phoebes Rhythm and Blood Conspiracy, out of Calgary, out of Canada, which is turning out some really great blues bands. We've had some of them on the show quite recently playing live too. But it's their album, which has just been received here. It's called Campfire, and this is the title track.
Times before.
as a wine connoisseur would say, I'm getting notes of blackberry and hints of cinnamon. I would say I'm getting notes of Tom Waits, little bits of Nick Cave, Bad Seeds. The band were originally the Agnostic Mountain Gospel Choir. They had three albums under that name. I say the band, it's basically sort of one guy, I guess, in a way. And that is now the band, the Agnostic Phoebes Rhythm and Blood Conspiracy. And title track of the album, and Campfire Tales. It's rather fine. It's out of Canada. It's not typical blues, as you would say. It's not your standard 12-bar blues, but it's got a lot of depth to it. And it also reminded me of this album, which is one of my favourite ones of the year so far. The album from Lincoln Durham, called The Shovel Versus the Howling Bones. And here he is with Reckoning Lament.
Old Bones got some age on him, that's why he show respect. He's long past his prime, his mind's derelict. Another man with an open book, he laughs at you every move. He's reciting chosen verses, some Robert Johnson tune. He's singing, whoa, whoa, the summer's gonna burn him, whoa, whoa, and the creek is gonna dry, whoa, whoa. Blackbirds are circling over the hills where they did a whole lot. My sister runs a table now, she's shaking a pile of bones. A preaching to lose with the double six can not be condoned. Old blues man, I'm feeling that bully, that's why he screams and howls. You ain't heard the slide guitar since the likes of Fred McDowell. And he's playing, whoa, whoa, and the summer's gonna burn, and whoa, whoa, and the creek is gonna dry, whoa, whoa, and blackbirds are circling over the hills with a dimple light.
Over there where the dead folk lie, Lincoln Durham. Great, great album. The Shovel Versus the Howling Bones came out about 6 months ago, and there you heard Reckoning Lament. 3 weeks ago, I had a competition to give away three copies of Mike McKeon, Dr. Blues, his album Heaven Bound, and asked you a fairly simple question. Where did he write the track Heaven Bound? And the answers came in. I would now draw it, except, and this is the big except, when I was travelling, I took my little laptop computer, and that downloads all the emails. So I've got some entries on the main machine, and some entries on the laptop, and therefore it would be wrong to disadvantage those who applied late in the last 7 days. So next week I'll join them all together, and then we'll draw the three winners, which gives you one more chance if you haven't entered yet. Where did Mike McKeon write the song Heaven Bound? The answer actually is in the interview. You can hear that on the Raven and the Blues page. Look, go to raven.dj, scroll down, click on the Mike McKeon bit and listen to the interview, and he'll tell you, and you can win a copy of that, and we'll definitely draw the winner in a week's time. Anyway, talking about live guests, here's somebody who I was given his telephone number almost 6 months ago, and because he's been away quite a bit of the year, I haven't got around to ringing him yet, but hopefully in the course of the next month or so, this gentleman will be my guest on the programme. From the album People Are Gonna Talk, here's James Hunter, Until Your Fool Comes Home.
Temptation had he led astray. I'm counting every day till the fool comes home. Till the fool comes home. Baby, can you stand to be alone till the fool comes home? Now, does separation make time stand still? Or time to kill till the fool comes home? Till your fool comes home. Baby, can you stand to be alone till your fool come home? I said, nah. Behave yourself when I'm gone. Now have the patience and just be as strong as if.
The album came out 6 years ago. People Gonna Talk. There's James Hunter, Till Your Fool Comes Home. Great, great voice. Better known in the States than he is in the UK. He plays massive venues in the States and much smaller ones here in the UK. Out of the east of London, I think it was Van Morrison said he's the best undiscovered male voice here in the UK. And I can't argue with that. And looking forward to him being a guest on the show during the course of the summer. Okay, a new album now, just been released, Living the Dream, it's called. Albert Castiglia is the artist. And here he is with Call Me When You Need Me.
Well, I love my baby, I tell the whole round world I do. Well, I love my baby, I tell the whole round world I do. I don't love no one, baby, in this whole round world but you. Well, you can call me, baby, I'm down here on my bended knees. Well, you can call me, baby, I'm down here on my bended knees. Now love me, baby, love me if you please. Now you sweet little sweet thing, you're as sweet as a honeybee. You sweet little sweet thing, you're as sweet as a honeybee. That's what makes me love you, darling, 'cause I believe that you love me. Thank you. only one. Yes, you've been sweet to me, darling. I know you the only one. You got me crying, woman. Got me always on the run. Now you sweet little sweet thing, you're sweet as a honeybee. You sweet little sweet thing, you're sweet as a honeybee. That's what makes me love you, darling, 'cause I believe that you love me.
Out of Miami, Florida, and that's where he still lives, Albert Castilla. And the album is his sixth CD, since a solo artist anyway. That's called Living the Dream, just been released. Sounds rather fine. It's a good album. And Call Me When You Need Me. Here's somebody who's just released their new album as well, but this time it's their 12th album. It's Sonny Landreth. His new album is called Elemental Journey, and here he is with Forgotten Story.
Thank you.
very, very different. Sonny Landreth, his 11th album, Elemental Journey, is purely instrumental all the way through, which he said gave him the chance to be able to do far more things than he could if he had to put lyrics in as well. He brings in lots of different genres there, and on that particular track you heard the Caribbean influence, Steel Drums of Jamaica, and which was called Forgotten Story. But it's a very mixed album. It came because he did a session or was invited to play with a classical orchestra, and he realised that actually it gave him a lot more freedom to do different things, and so this album is therefore the result of that freedom. You'll either love it or you hate it. It's good stuff. I like it a lot. Sonny Landreth, and there you heard Forgotten Story. Okay, back to the UK. The band are called Little Devils. They're making a name for themselves around the London area. Their new album is called Diamonds and Poison, and here they are making their debut on the show with Party at the End of Time. Little Devils are the name of the band. The album is about to be released on the 11th of June, a couple of weeks' time, and the album is called Diamonds and Poison, and there you heard the first track on it, which is called Party at the End of Time. Staying with newish releases, a band who, what's it, 24 Pesos, we hear about, I guess, about 2 months ago. I guess time flies so quickly. Their new album is getting great reviews, as it should. When the Ship Goes Down, it's called Here They Are with Everybody's Got the Blues.
Oh,
Everyone's Got the Blues. To me, a very untypical 24 pesos number. I love it. It's got Shades of the Groundhogs and all sorts of stuff in there as well. Off their album When the Ship Goes Down. And that's it for the show this week. I wish I could be in Hebden Bridge this weekend. It's probably one of the most exciting lineups of a blues festival anywhere in the UK this year. Loads and loads of good young bands. It's fabulous. If you're going to Hebden Bridge, or if you've been, how stupid is that? Everyone's Got the Blues. Raven.dj is a website. Yeah, you'll find links to everything you need to know, and also the link to vote on the British Blues Awards, not only for this programme, but also for the Blues Album of the Year and everything else. Let's close. When I was playing the track from the Agnostic Phoebes and also Lincoln Durham, it put me in mind of this New York band who I haven't featured for a week or seven. They're called Hazmat Modine. Their last album is called Cicada. Let's close with this one off the album. Hope you enjoy it. Hope you can join me for some more blues in 7 days' time. Thank you for listening. Dave Raven saying goodbye, and I'll talk to you in a week. Bye-bye.